Himself up, and there indeed goes the full time whistle, and the Derry City supporters way over on the far side are celebrating another Northwest victory for their team over Finn Harps. It was hard earned in the end, Declan. Derry City really impressive in the first half, not all that convincing in the second half, but that late free kick from Will Patching, well, it seemed to seal the deal. It put them 2-0 up with 87 minutes gone on the watch, and while Mihailovic scored a penalty and injury time for the home side, there just wasn't enough time to put any more real pressure on, and Derry City take the points.
Yeah, deservedly probably so over the 90 minutes. I thought Derry were very good in the first half, as you said. Harps played well in the second half, and probably the second half was probably even Stephen for both teams. Just that wee bit of quality, wasn't it, for Derry? When they had the quality and had the chances, they done excellent. Will Patching finishing off a wonderful free kick into the net, and that looked like sealed the deal. And to be fair, Harps deserved to get something out of the game, and they got a penalty obviously down in the last few minutes, but it was probably just too late in the game. Harps' overall performance was good. They worked hard, good attitude. Just the quality that Derry had on the pitch was probably the main difference. I was a wee bit surprised. I was expecting Derry City to come out in the second half and dominate the play and play a lot more with more intensity, and they sat in a wee bit and they encouraged Harps to come forward, and Harps duly obliged, and they played very well in the second half. And Webster probably time needed the opportunity, great ball into the box from the right hand side, and he got a lovely header that came crashing off the crossbar and over for a goal kick for Derry City. That was a big moment in the game, and if Harps would have got a chance there, one each, God knows what, you never know what would have happened. But Derry then obviously went on 2-0, and that was the main difference. But it was a really battling display by Van Harps. Massive big crowd. Derry are very happy. Keeps their momentum going. Top of the table. And it's what, 6 points now ahead of Shamrock Rovers. So listen, it's good for Derry City, but the performance by Van Harps is very encouraging today.
Yeah, so Derry City, as you say, move 6 points clear at the top. 23 points from a possible 27. That's a pretty impressive start to their campaign. So that's 9 games played. That's the first round of fixtures complete. And at the other end of the table, Finn Harps have only 6 points at this stage. They're 3 points clear of bottom place UCD, who are in action on Saturday night against Sligo Rovers. Harps are 3 points behind Shelburne and Drogheda above them. And I'll tell you what, listen, Declan, it's hard to know where Harps are at this stage, because they've been playing so well. Ollie Horgan has made these additions to his squad. Some of them have really caught the eye. Yeah. And you'd like to think that on tonight's show, there is hope there.
Absolutely. I mean, there's hope, and you can never fault the effort or the work rate and the attitude and the enthusiasm of the players, And when you come into against the top teams, it's about the quality, and it's about the quality of the top end of the pitch. And for me, looking at it and all the performance so far, we've lacked that wee bit of cutting edge. We don't have enough pace going forward. To be fair to McRoods, done really well in a majority of the game, causing real problems on the right hand side. But we need more of those kind of players in our team. And I would say that Ollie and his backroom staff are probably looking to get additions in later on in July. And can we add to that? The overall team is not bad at all. Probably could do another centre half potentially as well in there. But the attitude has been really good. Performance second half was excellent, and probably on another day could serve to get a draw.
Well, next up for Harps then is a trip to Dalymount Park next Friday night, where they will play both. And that match will be the start of another busy period for Ollie Horgan's team, because they will be back in action again on the bank holiday Monday here against Sligo Rovers. So two games over the space of 3 days. For Derry City, they return to action with a home game against Shelburne, then they're away on the Monday night against Drogheda. So another busy run of fixtures.
Yeah, there's absolutely no rest, and sometimes that can be difficult as well for part timers. Derry, we know, are full time, and Sligo are full time in the Northwest, and Harps aren't, they're the part time, and sometimes it's difficult to get back in on a Friday and then go again on Monday. But I mean, you can't fault the effort tonight. I mean, they were disappointed we didn't pick up 3 points against Drogheda at home. Tonight's performance is very good, and another day you could have got a draw at least. But what's encouraging is, Drogheda is there, Shelburne's there, and on top of that as well, you've UCD, and for me, they're the four teams that will be down fighting that relegation and trying to get into beyond the playoff position, and that's the key. And we've got to make sure we're on top of that money league.
Yeah, well, there was a big crowd here for this Northwest Derby tonight. Among them, around about 1,500 Derry City supporters who have watched their team pick up another win, and that's thanks to goals from Cameron McJanet on 22 minutes and Will Patching on 87. Mihailovic hit back with a penalty for Harps in injury time But that was a case of too little too late for Ollie Horgan's side, who end up on the wrong end of a 2-1 scoreline against their northwest neighbours, who sit pretty at the top of the Premier Division this evening. And well done to them. We'll head back to the studio on the back of what's been a really enjoyable Northwest Derby. My thanks to Declan Boyle for his contribution to tonight's programme. By the way, remember, Sunday Sport tomorrow, Croke Park, Donegal and Meath meeting in the Little Ladies National Football League final. Best luck to Maxi Curran and his side for that one. Oisin Kelly will be on full match commentary from Croke Park. All that to come tomorrow. But for this evening, from Finn Park and Balbuffet, from myself, Jim McDoherty, it's Finn Harps 1, Derry City 2.